Rabbi Mattis, what's his last name? Rosenblum. Rabbi Mattis Rosenblum emailed me. First time I heard from the Adam Chashev Ad Ma'od. He emailed me a shir that Rabbi gave on Sukkot that was on the pasuk that we had just learned.
Yes, correct.
He said, I want to make sure that the mayor is Zaycha, you know, make sure.
Wow.
With Einayim Hasibi, Einayich Minegdi.
Right, right.
So the question that I had come up with or that I thought of was that during the share on Sukkot, Rabbi gave off a mashmois that the Rabbanu Shel Olam is looking for us to look towards him with those Einayim that
right.
Turn away. And if we have that, even though Rabbi said very clearly that it can't be premature, but the implication was that if we look towards the Rabbanu Shel Olam with these eyes that he can't turn away from us, then he's going to come and bring. But when we learned it inside, the mashmois was that it was a manipulative,
but the point is to say the same. Let's give a mashal. There are special matzavim when I can't refuse somebody, but if that's appropriate, but if I try to make use of that shaloi kishura, then it's inappropriate. If I come to somebody and tell them, you can't refuse me because X, Y, and Z, when it's not the right time, the fact that it's a mahalach that will definitely bring the gula means that this is the mahalach the gula, except that if we misuse it and we bring it in a time when we're just interested in avoiding doing what's right, then we have a problem. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that this is a mahalach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is the mahalach that so to speak brings it on. Mm-hmm. And that's why I tied it in that's the mahalchim that a shayach to mamish ayin ba'ayin, k'ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shem Hashem. It's Zion. That's the that's what happens.
Right. Uh-huh. There's a profound machlokes in business books. Two very influential business books over the past 100 years on which mahalach to take. There's a Dale Carnegie wrote a book, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Right.
And essentially, he was saying,
50 years ago. Yeah.
So it's still very popular. Essentially, he was saying, learn what the other person likes so that you can use it, you can leverage it to your advantage. And he likes baseball. He talked to him about baseball. Now he'll want to be friends with you and you can get him to what you want to do.
So right.
There was another writer, Stephen Covey, who came sharp against it and said that any time you can try to use these kind of tactics, it's going to come across in the long term as manipulative. So what you need to do is learn how to shift your paradigm and learn to really appreciate the guy Mitzad's sincerity. If you could understand why he loves baseball so much, then maybe you'll also enjoy baseball to some degree and then you'll have something in common. So these were the chalukei deis as to whether it should be used in a manipulative way, so to speak, or whether it should be earned.
I hear. So ich nasti rosh bin shnei horim me'elu. I guess that's.
It comes up all the time, and people are very into one month, the other month, but it's mamish.
Right.
It's always the winning argument.
Right. It's imagine a kid who is in a class, his father's teaching, his mother's teaching a class, and the kid says, "You can't fail me on the test. I'm your child. How can you do this to me?" And betzim mitzad, what's good for the child should fail, and except you're playing a card over here. And that's the wrong time. Of course, a child expects that the father or the mother would love them more than anybody else in the world and so on. But there's a difference in terms of when is the right time, when's not the right time. Mm-hmm. I think that's the nafkemina.
Yeah.